Hello, everyone. Dan Dillman here, bringing you a little of this, a little of that. It's the program that tries to entertain you, inform you, and, if you're not very careful, amuse you. At the top of today's agenda, we want to talk about innovations. And these are four companies that have made some meaningful innovations recently. And the first one of these is called Flexport. And they are involved in untangling the supply chain. When California's Port of Long Beach was bottlenecked last year, Flexport proposed this solution. Empty containers needed to be stacked higher to clear room. They later were. And this firm tracks shipments, solves similar problems for customers every day, and so far to great success. Flexport made $3 billion in revenue last year amid this supply chain crisis, and that was up 154%. Not bad, huh? More recently, Flexport raised over $19 million to deliver goods for Ukrainian refugees. Another company I'd like to mention that has come up with innovation, and it's Athletic Brewing Company. That's right, you heard it. Athletic Brewing Company, a better alt beer. With the sober curious trend in full swing, you've probably heard a storyline like CEO Bill Schufeldt's. He quit drinking to be healthier, and he was unimpressed by the non-alcoholic beverage options that were available to him. Schufeldt, however, vowed to create better ones, and unlike many of its zero-proof competitors, the resulting company, non-alcoholic beer Athletic Brewing Company, is actually competing with booze giants. It was founded in 2017, and then Athletic Brewing sold more than 100,000 barrels of beer and was named 2021's Craft Brewery of the Year by a trade publication called Brewbound. The brand also donates 3% of its annual sales to charities. And Athletic Brewing Company's charities is the Yosemite Conservancy, which in 2021, their contribution worked out to be more than $1 million. And then there's a company called Allbirds, and they sell sustainability. Allbirds founders, Tim Brown and Joey Zwilliger, created their best-known shoe, a minimalist merino wool runner, back in 2016. And they hoped to disrupt the synthetics-reliant sneaker industry. Since then, this company has proven its sustainability sales. A November IPO, that's an initial public offering on the stock exchange, valued the company at $4 billion. And it posted nearly $100 million in fourth quarter sales. A new design, Allbirds recently launched, and this in partnership with Adidas, releases less than a quarter of the greenhouse gases during production than a typical running shoe. Sounds like they're on the right track. And then we have the company called Rendezvous. Rendezvous. This is a new use for virtual reality. Seniors have spent the past 2 years suffering from two pandemics, one caused by COVID, another by the social isolation intended to reduce the virus's spread. Rendezvous offers a high-tech solution for the latter. It uses virtual reality. It creates shared experiences for seniors meant to combat isolation and loneliness. These, you know, are associated with health risks like dementia and stroke. And also, this program is intended to improve physical fitness. Rendezvous Tech, which is in use in over 400 nursing homes across the US, Canada, and Australia, is changing the lives of participants all over the world for the better. And there, that brings us to our last innovation of the day. And that innovation is tracking your emissions. After struggling to monitor her carbon footprint, Sanshali Pal developed an app to automatically estimate her emissions based on her credit card spending. The app, named Joro, after the Earth goddess of Norse mythology, went live in April 2020, and since then it has helped its users track, reduce, and offset the emissions of everything they buy. In 2021, Joro's users reduced their emissions by 21%. If everyone did that, then reaching net zero by 2050 suddenly seems a lot more achievable, according to Sanshali Pal. And now we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back. Here we are again, with a little of this and a little of that. And we're going into outer space. I mean, really outer space. The Hubble Space Telescope has photographed the most distant star ever observed, some 28 billion light years away. And it may also be the oldest that we'll ever see. Arendal, whose name comes from an old English word for morning star, formed just 900 million years after the Big Bang. But its light took 13 billion years to reach Earth. That's 4 billion years more than the previous oldest star. The reason the star is now more than twice as distant is that the universe has expanded during those 13 billion years. Arundel is at least 50 times the mass of the sun and millions of times brighter. But because it is so far away, astronomers were able to spot it only thanks to a rare cosmic alignment. And that is a galaxy cluster that sits between the Earth and Arundel has created a gravitational pull so intense that light literally bends around it, effectively forming a cosmic magnifying glass. From outer space, we come back to the Earth, to fires and then floods. Global warming is increasing the risk of extreme wildfires in the American West. And these are followed by heavy rainfall. And new research has found that this one-two punch can cause catastrophic floods and mudslides. Fires destroy absorbent vegetation and make the soil less permeable, meaning even that short bursts of heavy rain can lead to problems. The rising temperatures not only make wildfires more likely, also generate more intense rainfall because warmer air can hold more moisture. Researchers say that the greatest risk of floods is between 3 to 6 months after a fire. If you want to read more about this in detail, read the Scientific American. I believe it's in one of the most current issues. And then we go on to the absolutely sounding ridiculous. A robot made of slime. Scientists have developed a magnetic slime that can be used as a robot. The tiny device is designed to slither into small spaces, grab things, and then take them away. You can first elongate it to a very large extent so it looks like a liquid. Then, afterward, you can roll it like an octopus arm to carry something. The invention could be used for medical applications, such as retrieving objects that were swallowed by accident. And this is a report that was in the Journal of New Scientist. Check it out. It's not as silly as it sounds. Well, you stay right there. Don't go away. I'll be back in just a minute or two. Do you think this is the end of the fixed work day? Is 9 to 5 gone, never to be replaced? Well, the 9 to 5 schedule is becoming an anachronism, at least. Salesforce and Intel are two of the companies that are among a group of large companies that have begun permitting asynchronous work, in which employees are not required to come into the office every day. And even while working from home, they do not necessarily have set 8-hour work schedules. Companies shifted to a much more flexible work arrangement in 2020, when many white-collar workers were forced to scramble their traditional workday to juggle childcare or simply readjusted their productivity rhythm as their commutes disappeared. Experts have since come around to the idea that for workers in fields like technology, public relations, and consulting, productivity ebbs and flows and schedules can and should reflect that. According to an article in the New York Times recently, flexibility fosters a healthier, more productive, creative, yes, and even loyal workforce. Some jobs are truly time dependent, like teaching, but many are not. Nonetheless, our early bird gets the worm ethic often gets applied to office workers who could do their work just as effectively on their own time. Scheduling flexibility is an even more sought after perk than the option to work from home, according to CNBC.com. And then another item here about used car prices. They're going up, even though the sales of used cars are going down. Used car prices appear to be stuck in high gear. In March, for example, sales of used vehicles less than 10 years old fell some 27% compared with a year earlier. Yet despite a dwindling number of buyers, prices keep rising. The average price of those cars jumped 40% to over $33,000. The reason for rising prices on used cars is that dealers continue to face low supplies of new cars. This is due to lingering supply chain issues brought about by the global chip shortage. So more shoppers have turned to used cars, but they're still not finding any bargaining. You know, that 2013 car in my garage, I think it's going to stay there a while because the value just keeps going higher. And my own personal car now is 3 years old. It's worth more every day. How about you? Well, I'll be back in a minute with Brain Health. Hello, I'm back. Well, if you were listening to the previous program, you know that I began talking about brain health and some very basic issues. And this information was taken from the Consumer Reports magazine for June 2022. So it's right up to date and accurate. I had started by asking you to monitor and manage your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and your blood sugar levels, because these are essential for optimal brain function. We know diseases like hypertension and type 2 diabetes damage the small blood vessels in the brain, affecting parts that you need for thinking and memory. And while we know that uncontrolled hypertension in midlife hikes the risk of dementia in older age, a study recently published in JAMA found that higher blood pressure in young adults was linked to poorer brain health as early as in middle age. So please keep that in mind as I give you a little bit of information here about hearing. And this is that age-related hearing loss has been linked to an increased risk of cognitive decline. Even very minor losses of hearing may contribute, because your brain is like a computer that's reliant on input source. And if you distort the audio and the video quality, it can't compute properly. So doesn't hurt now and then, as the years pile up, to get that hearing exam and see if you're where you should be or if you need an aid. Then, of course, for a healthy brain, you need to consider diet. First of all, you need to consider the big three. Meals that are half produce, one quarter lean protein, and one quarter whole grains with a bit of fat. And these will generally keep you on a healthy track. But three plant-based eating plans. One is called the DASH. Another is the Mediterranean style. And the third is the MIND. That's MIND. These diets are rich in produce, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and healthy fats that are found in foods such as an avocado, fatty fish, olive oil, and they are a boon to the brain. And while you're at it, serve up that salad. Because eating just one cup of lettuce daily or a half cup of cooked dark leafy greens may delay age-related cognitive decline. Something to keep in mind. And then you must choose flavonoids. People who got as little as a daily half serving of flavonoid-rich foods like apples and berries and pears were 20% less likely to report thinking declines than those who rarely ate them. And this from a long-term study. Flavonoids may curb inflammation and cell damage, and they aid artery blood flow. So it's good to keep those flavonoids near at hand and to consume them. Then you want to get a good night's sleep. As you slumber, your brain stays surprisingly busy. It helps to solidify your memories for long-term storage. And in addition, when you're asleep, your brain goes into housekeeping mode and cleans out toxins that can impair brain health. And while sleep needs will vary from person to person, about 7 hours a night appears to be the sweet spot for the brain. This, according to a 2020 study published in JAMA. Now, JAMA, of course, is the Journal of the American Medical Association. Getting some of your snooze time during the day is okay. A regular afternoon nap of, well, not more than 2 hours was associated with better language use and memory in older adults in a study that was published last year in the journal General Psychiatry. But frequently, sleeping more than 9 hours a night may signal that you have an underlying condition that might negatively affect the brain health. So, if this is true, you know, you want to check it out. Above all, be careful with your health, what you eat, how you sleep. And as I said, a program or so ago, the four things that are hard on your brain are smoking, junk food, too much alcohol, and certainly air pollution. Now, you want to keep your brain engaged. Therefore, make learning a lifelong pursuit. Education early in life appears to help preserve brain health for many years down the road, but trying new activities and building new skills throughout life may also help to reduce the risk of cognitive decline. From learning to paint, to going to a college lecture, to a new exercise class. These are especially important options if it brings the chance for some social engagement. And I have often heard that social engagement is as important as keeping busy doing, say, a puzzle or some other hobby. And then, although some of us may smile at the idea of yoga or Tai Chi, give it a try. Yoga's benefits are twofold. It's effective for easing stress, which can muddy your thinking, and practicing unfamiliar moves helps your brain to create new neural pathways. Tai Chi, with its slow, gentle movements, forces your body to work on both strength and balance. And you have to learn and remember various poses. Research suggests that Tai Chi may also improve your ability to multitask. And that's going to be bringing us to the end of today's program. I will end with a few comments of wit and wisdom. One is, men never do evil so completely and cheerfully as when they do it from a religious conviction. Even a happy life cannot be without a measure of darkness. The word happy would lose its meaning if it were not balanced by sadness. And then, I think having land and not ruining it, it is the most beautiful art that anyone could ever want to own. And that brings us to the end of today's show. You want to be tuning in to 101.5 on your FM dial at this time next week, and you will be a member of the 101.5 club that Huntley Music brings to you. And now, my friends, you keep safe, take care, you be kind to each other. And it's time for Willie and I to go down the road again, looking for features which will fit into a little of this and a little of that, hoping to inform you, entertain you, and amuse you. So, Willie, I think it's time for us to get on the road again. See you all later. Be good. Stay healthy.